Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Boston Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lloyd Wehner. Batting second. The right fielder, Woody Jensen. Batting third. The left fielder, Freddie Lindstrom. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Arky Vaughn. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gus Suhr. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pi Trainer. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tommy Thevenot. Batting eighth. The catcher, Earl Grace. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry French. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Larry French. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dan McGee. Batting second. The first baseman, Buck Jordan. Batting third. The center fielder, Wally Burger. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hal Lee. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Whitney. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Red Worthington. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting eighth. The catcher, Al Sparrer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Frankhaus. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Fred Frankhaus. And now, play ball. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lee. Jensen reaches second base with a double. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Frankhaus fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jensen moves to third. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Dan McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buck Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan bunts towards first. Suhr scoops it up and throws to first, with Thevenot covering, for the out. McGee moves to second. One out. Wally Burger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn fields it and has McGee trapped. There's the throw to Trainer and over to Thevenot, who tags McGee for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Hal Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burger moves to third. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thevenot scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gus Suhr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suhr hits a line drive towards first. Jordan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pi Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer hits a fly ball into right field. Worthington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Thevenot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thevenot strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Red Worthington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worthington hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trainer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trainer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Earl Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jordan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grace for the out. One out. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Frank House fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wehner takes first base on ball 4. Woody Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wehner. The throw from Sparrer and he is safe. Wehner steals second. Woody Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Frank House fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Fred Frankhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frankhouse hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McGee takes first base on ball 4. Buck Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan is 0 for 0 in the game. Jordan hits a line drive towards first. Soar catches it and steps on first to double up McGee. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 0 for 1 in the game. Lindstrom hits a fly ball into right field. Worthington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jordan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vaughn for the out. Two outs. Gus Soar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soar is 0 for 1 in the game. Soar hits a fly ball into center field. Berger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Wally Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0 for 1 in the game. Berger hits a pop-up towards third. Trainer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thevenow scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitney hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Pi Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 0 for 1 in the game. Trainer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy Thevenot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thevenot is 0 for 1 in the game. Thevenot hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Earl Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0 for 1 in the game. Grace hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thevenot moves to second. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0 for 1 in the game. French hits a line drive into center field. Berger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wehner hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McManus reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Red Worthington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worthington is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Worthington hits a line drive into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer is 0 for 1 in the game. Sparrer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. French fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Woody Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Jensen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lee. Jensen reaches second base with a double. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 0 for 2 in the game. Lindstrom strikes out. One out. Archie Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Sparrer. Jensen moves to third. Archie Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 2 in the game. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jordan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vaughn for the out. Two outs. Gus Soor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soor is 0 for 2 in the game. Soor takes first base on ball 4. Pie Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Soor. The throw from Sparrer and he is safe. Soor steals second. Pie Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trainer hits a ball on the ground towards short. McGee scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Fred Frankhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frankhouse is 0 for 1 in the game. Frankhouse hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. French fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McGee takes first base on ball 4. Buck Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan is 0 for 1 in the game. Jordan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Wally Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0 for 2 in the game. Berger hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Tommy Thevenot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thevenot is 0 for 2 in the game. Thevenot hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grace hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0 for 2 in the game. French hits a ball on the ground towards third. Whitney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Hal Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thevenot scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Red Worthington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worthington is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Worthington strikes out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into center field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Lloyd Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wainer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Woody Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. Jensen bunts towards third. Whitney fields it and throws to first for the out. Wainer moves to second. One out. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 0 for 3 in the game. Lindstrom hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Wainer trying to get to home. Berger throws the ball into McManus, who relays the ball to Sparrer, who tags Wainer, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Lindstrom moves to second. Two outs. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 3 in the game. Vaughn hits a fly ball into center field. Berger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer is 0 for 2 in the game. Sparrer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Frankhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frankhouse is 0 for 2 in the game. Frankhouse strikes out. One out. Dan McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trainer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Buck Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan is 0 for 2 in the game. Jordan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wainer. Jordan reaches second base with a double. McGee moves to third. Wally Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0 for 3 in the game. Berger is walked intentionally. Hal Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lee hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lindstrom. Lee reaches second base with a double. McGee scores. Jordan scores. Berger goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Braves. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Whitney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thevenow scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Tommy Thompson now playing right field. Gus Soor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soor is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Soor hits a pop-up towards short. McGee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pie Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trainer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Thompson. Trainer reaches second base with a double. Tommy Thevenow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thevenow is 0-for-3 in the game. Thevenow hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Trainer scores. It's 3-1, Braves. Earl Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grace hits a pop-up towards short. McGee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Lucas pinch hits for Larry French. Red Lucas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucas hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. McGee fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Braves, 3, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 1. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.